This video is a part of a series of videos of daily devotionals called Your First 40 Days in the Wilderness. The next few lessons, days 14 through 20, will focus on a second key principle of the Bible, and that is the Bible is infallible. In our modern society, there is so much confusion about what is right and wrong. It's hard to distinguish truth from fiction. And to add to an already perplexing matter, there are some people who have proclaimed themselves to be the primary authority on certain things and especially in religious matters. But who or what made them the highest court of discernment? What are their credentials for assuming such a position? When it comes to matters of faith, there is a great deal of controversy about authority because there are so many different points of view about it. A lot of it stems from allowing worldly influences into the discussion. So how do we know what is correct? Who gets to determine what is right and wrong? In fact, this begs the question of, does a supreme authority exist over all spiritual things? And if so, is it the church, a creed book, a chief or a central office or a council of scholars? In other words, who makes the rules? And where should we go to find the answers? See, these are all very, very important questions. In fact, this is a subject that is a fundamental principle for one's spiritual formation and growth. So we really need to get it right. And yet, sadly, many people who go looking for answers wind up submitting to what some man has to say. That is, they're listening to someone who is posing as a supreme ruler over religious affairs. And still others, they'll consult a creed book or confession of faith or church discipline for their guidance. And even others submit to the decisions of councils and synods or conventions for their decisions concerning all matters of faith. The trouble with all of these is that they're based solely on human reasoning and emotions. And if we compare each of these systems of authority with the other, well, you'll quickly find and easily identify glaring disagreements and discrepancies and hypocrisies between each of them. And this is because human wisdom cannot provide any kind of appropriate agreement when it comes to religious discussions, especially when multiple mindsets are involved. We see evidence of this in our current religious environment where nothing but division and disunity prevails. The only thing that can provide true unity in all things that are religious-based is to have a singular, central, and divinely inspired framework that everyone can consult and appeal to when needed. In other words, there must be only one authority that supersedes everything else. And such a foundational authority can be found. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13 says, "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." And then John 17, 17 says, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." And Psalm 119, verse 160 says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever." So where did all these things originate? Well, the Bible tells us it originated with the Creator, that is, God. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Therefore, Scripture should be and must be at the center of all decisions concerning matters of faith and religion. Understanding the importance of a central authority is a critical concept that everyone should grasp who calls themselves a Christian. Knowing the true standard of authority will influence one's eternal destination. And this is illustrated in the warning that Jesus gave to his followers when he said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." That's Matthew 7, verse 21. So it is our responsibility to seek out and discern what the will of God is. Now, can His will be found among a group of men or a creed book written by a man? One would think the answer should be obvious. But as we've already illustrated, it is not. It's sad to see how many people so flippantly dismiss authority when it comes to spiritual matters, when yet we can so easily recognize it in our own secular lives. For example, when a police officer commands us to stop, we know what we must do, because otherwise we know we're going to suffer the consequences for our actions. It's really not a difficult concept to comprehend. But when it comes to religion, why doesn't authority mean anything to some people? Well, once again, the Bible tells us why. Perhaps the Apostle Paul explains it best in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. He says there that some have itching ears. You see, some simply don't want to adhere to an established, prescribed set of rules and commands, whether it is of divine origin or not. They want to do what they want to do, and they want what they want, period. But I want you to contemplate the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 28, verse 18. "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.'" Jesus received his authority from the supreme authority, that is, God. And it was God who created the universe. It is his house. It belongs to him, and he sets the rules. We do not have the right to change the rules regarding how to live in his house. He is this wonderful and marvelous creation's owner, builder, and sustainer. Therefore, it is God, and he alone, who has the authority to govern the affairs of man, and especially all things religious, as he has all power.